الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح ورأيت الناس يدخلون في دين الله أفواجا فسبح بحمد ربك واستغفر إنه كان توابا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Before our actual subject, just a few reminders for all of us. Reminders are beneficial, the Quran Sharif says. One is the recitation of Durood Sharif Salawat ala Nabi. The minimum we should try and read on a daily basis 100 times, and on Jum'ah we should try and at least increase it to 300. This is the very minimum. We should read much, much more than that. By the barakat of Durood Sharif, ulama have written that a person will get tawfiq of practicing on sunnahs. And when a person practices on sunnahs, he becomes the beloved of Allah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. And whom Allah Ta'ala loves, Allah does everything for that person. If we love somebody, the more we love that person, we go out of our way to do everything, and we don't feel it even as a favor, we feel it as an honor and pleasure to do for that person. So if we will practice on, read our Durood Sharif, which is very easy, no difficulty, Allah will give us tawfiq of practicing on sunnahs. When we will practice on sunnahs, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will love us, and whom Allah loves, that person's work is done in this dunya also, all aspects of his life. At the time of maut, qabr, akhirat, forever in Jannah, he has a very high position. Another is, especially the fitness and all the trials and tribulations which are around us all the time, the recitation of Surah Kahf. At least we should try and read every morning the first 10 ayats, which won't take us more than a minute also. And at night read the last 10 ayats. And on the day of Jumu'ah, read the whole surah. It is in a more or less a half of 15 supara, just to before the quarter of the 16 supara. So we should try and read that. Very, very greatly beneficial. And also, after Jumu'ah, we should try and read Subhanallahil Azimi wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahil Azimi wa bihamdihi 100 times. It's just about a minute and a half it takes. 100,000 of our gunas will be forgiven. And 24,000 gunas sins of our parents will be forgiven. If we read every Jum'ah, it's 52 Jum'ahs in the year. So 52,000 gunas will be forgiven. And our parents also, Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. And alhamdulillah, we have a nikah today also. And on one occasion, I was at one place and I saw that they made the nikah just at the end of the bayan, before the khutbah. And I liked that very much. And mashallah, Maulana is getting married, nikah. He asked me, so I suggested the same. Because at that time, the maximum people are in the masjid. If you have the nikah after namaz, most of the people go away. So at that time, you have the maximum people, you get their du'as also, and the nikah is supposed to be done publicly, openly, so and much more people come to know. So inshallah, towards the last 10 minutes, we'll have the nikah. As far as the nikah is concerned, we find the bayan of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam for nikah was the three ayats which are famous, which are recited. And all three ayats are of taqwa. And the end of those three ayats, the one ayat clearly again about taqwa, and the other two ayats are also about taqwa. So the ingredient for a happy married life is taqwa. So that we have to develop, the husband also, the wife also, the husband's family also, the wife's family also, and on taqwa also, Allah grants everything. وَمَن يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whatever problems come, if we have taqwa, Allah will make an opening for us. And tawakkul is a great part of taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُ. A person who has tawakkul, puts his full trust on Allah, Allah is totally sufficient for that person. Allah will see to all his matters. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يُعَظِّمْ لَهُ أَجْرًا. A person who has got taqwa, Allah makes the reward of what he is doing normally. But now, just because of taqwa, Allah makes the rewards much more greater. Like if we make miswak for our namaz, we have made some namazes, we'll be making our other namazes. Those of us who made miswak, every namaz is multiplied by 70 times. What a great earning. Like that with taqwa, if we have all our ibadat, whatever we do, it is multiplied very greatly. In tattaqullah yaj'al lakum furqana. If you have the taqwa, Allah Ta'ala will grant you the great capacity and capability and ability of making always the right decision. We all have to make decisions all the time in our life. So if we have taqwa, by the barakat of taqwa, Allah will let us make the right decisions in our businesses, in our domestic, private life, all, everything. So Allah grant taqwa.